and answer the questions relevant to their brief.
Muy buenas.
A very good afternoon. I wanted to address the question of progress we've made to put in place a framework on free prior informed consultations, as well as other mechanisms we have to ensure that indigenous persons and Afro-Hondurans are consulted before any legislative or administrative measures are applied, measures which are liable to affect them, of course. As the minister said in her introductory statement, the state of Honduras, together with the Black Association in Honduras, has worked to put in place a high-level intersectoral commission to comply with rulings from the Inter-American Court on Human Rights. It was a commission which was initially set up to implement the sentences for the Garifuna community and the San Juan community. This is the most recent court ruling. The aim of this commission is to ensure there is the progressive implementation of resolutions to benefit the Garifuna community with participation of the victims. This is an important milestone because never in Honduran history has there been such an intersectoral forum where communities have a voice and a vote and have been involved in this way. So the Black Association in Honduras has in fact organized three high-level sessions that have seen the involvement of the foreign minister as well as other ministers. It's also important to mention that we are currently developing a process of free prior informed consultation process. We do recognize that there are some areas of weakness, and there have been civil society complaints precisely because there has not been such prior free and informed consultation. We, however, can say that through the Secretariat of Social Development, we've been promoting a process to put in place a constitutional reform, ending up with Honduras being declared a multicultural, multilingual country. This will be a consultation process, and it will allow for consultation with each and every community to ensure that the constitution of Honduras can mention all of the peoples. This, I can also add to this that in addition to a consultation as a law, we recognize the precedence of complaints regarding a potential law on consultation which was denounced by indigenous communities. So we've taken on the challenge to put in place an optional protocol showing the procedure that the different state authorities have to follow to consult the communities, not just for development projects. And I stress this because the peoples recognized by the state must be consulted on any of the issues that affect their style of life.